Hey everyone, this is Alyssa Amoroso, and you may know me as Publicity on Instagram, but now I'm putting my phone down to chat with everyone from reality stars to fashion influencers to leading industry execs. We're going to be dishing on the things you don't see on social media, so turn your volume up because things are about to get juicy. This is the Publicity Podcast. What's up, everyone? Happy Friday. Welcome back to the Publicity Podcast. I know my episodes normally do go up on Wednesdays, so I am sorry that this one is late this week. I was going to do a solo podcast, but then last minute I was able to get Marie Rhoda from The Challenge on MTV and The Real World on, and I love Marie. This is her second time on the podcast, and I was just super excited to catch up with her, so I figured I would just hold off and make that this week's episode, and then I would just put it up a day late or two. So that's why this is late. Thank you for being patient. I do want to give a little bit of a life update before I jump into the episode. So if you guys are new here, I am Alyssa Amoroso. I am a former publicist turned social influencer slash podcast host slash TikToker, I guess I could say now. And also, guys, I am relaunching my YouTube. It's like, how many places on social media could I be at once? I don't know. We will see. Trying to do it all. It's not that easy, but I just am like really obsessed with YouTube these days. I've been like watching so many people's vlogs, from reality TV stars to influencers to celebrities. I love to stalk the people that I love from Love Island because they have the best vlogs. So I'm always just watching YouTube, and I decided, why not give it a go? So stay tuned for that. You could just follow me on Instagram at Publicity, PublySSITY, where everything will be posted. That's the best place to shop my merch, listen to my podcast, like my pictures, see my TikToks, follow my YouTube. Oh my God, there's so much. I am so annoying. But anyway, I do want to just give you guys a few life updates. So last week I told you guys about that guy that I matched with on Hinge. It was like a really good conversation, and then I never heard from him. So yeah, I still haven't heard from him. So I'm just going to go ahead and say that that one's dead. I wound up texting him. I knew it was dead. Once you don't hear from someone after like 3 days, they're ghosting. But I was like, I always like to give things a last ditch effort because then I have no remorse and I'm like, okay, I tried one last time. So I just messaged him just saying, hey, and he didn't answer. So yeah, that's not my husband. I'm just so like, the kind of guy I want to be with is going to pursue me. So that's just a rule of thumb for everything. So I feel like it's so easy to weed guys out on these dating apps because they're so flaky, or they just like don't, they'll talk to you for like 2 weeks and then not even ask you on a date. It's just so annoying. So I'm back to square one. Maybe he heard my podcast. That's my other theory. And he got freaked out, but like, I really didn't say anything. I'm not giving anyone's social security number away over here. And then last week, okay. So this really weird thing happened to me, and I talk about it a little bit on the podcast with Marie, but I, for like one full month, was telling my friends and family, not even really, just my one friend Jill mainly, I kept saying like, I feel like something's wrong with my bladder. And she was like, what do you mean by that? And I was like, I don't know. Like, I really had to pee, and I rushed home to go pee. And then when I sat down on the toilet, like, I tinkled, like nothing came out. And I was like, I don't know if I'm just having anxiety around peeing because I'm thinking about it. Like, maybe I'm giving myself stage fright, or I can't tell if something's actually wrong. And she was like, you know, just wait and see, like if it gets worse or better. And I've never had a UTI or a yeast infection or anything like that. So I really didn't know what those symptoms were like. So I kind of just like kept leaving it. And then 2 weekends ago, I was at my family's shore house and we were at the beach and the same thing happened. I was like, oh my God, I really need to pee. I really need to pee. I rushed home to pee, tinkled, same thing. I was like, this is fucking weird. Like now I'm concerned. Do you know what I mean? So I started crying because I'm such a wuss when it comes to health stuff, because I always think the worst and I always think that I'm dying. And I was crying, and my mom and my sister were kind of just like, you know, like, it's a Sunday. What could you do? You just have to go to the doctor on Monday. Like, I'm sure it's nothing. And I went to the doctor. No, Monday, it like felt fine-ish. Tuesday, fine-ish. Finally, by like Wednesday or Thursday, I was up all night. I like definitely was like, I think I have a UTI. Like, I'm so uncomfortable. So I went to CVS and I bought one of those over-the-counter UTI like things that you could pee on. It's like a little at-home test. And I took it, and it tests you for two things. There's like two strips on it, and one of them came back positive for a UTI and the other one came back negative. So I was like, okay, just one of these things being positive is enough indication that I have a UTI. So I made a gynecologist appointment because I honestly like just needed to get my yearly exam anyway. I haven't had a pap smear in over a year. So I made a gynecologist appointment, and it's so hard to find someone on my network because like I have the shittiest insurance since I work for myself, but that's kind of besides the point. So I go to the doctor right away. She tests my pee and she's like, yeah, you have a UTI. So I was like, oh my God, like, okay, this gives me peace of mind. And also like, I'm not fucking crazy, because everyone was starting to think it was all in my head. So she gives me antibiotic. It's a 5-day antibiotic. And by day 4, I still feel absolutely awful. Like no relief whatsoever, in so much pain, so much discomfort. Like I feel like it got the worst at night. I'm going to get graphic, but like we're all girls here. And if we're not, I'm sorry, but we could talk about these things and be mature. It's not that I was having like burning while I was peeing. It wasn't that. It was more just like I would pee and then feel like I had to pee again. And then I would pee, and then like every 30 seconds I thought I had to pee. Again, this is my first time ever having something like this, so I was so thrown off. And by day 4 or 5, when the antibiotics weren't working, then I really started to freak out because, again, hypochondriac. I start crying to my mom. I'm like, what if I have cancer? Like, I'm telling you guys, I'm so dramatic. Because I was like, this is weird. Like, why isn't the medicine working? Maybe something more serious is wrong. And then I called the doctor, and she switched my medicine, and like, within one day of taking the new medicine, I felt 1,000,000 times better. Like, so now I'm on day 5 of my medicine, and oh my God, that feeling to pee has gone away. Thank God. So now if I ever get one again, I know what to look out for. I honestly think I just got it because I was like holding my bladder so much on the boat this summer, and then like sitting in wet bathing suits and basically doing everything you're not supposed to do. So yeah. Also, I was drinking so much water before bed and then holding in my like bladder because I'm like a lazy ass and don't want to get up in the middle of the night to pee. So I recommend you don't do that. Yeah, that's my personal life. Literally just gave you all my personal details, but I feel like we need to talk about these things. It's very normal. A lot of my friends get UTIs super often, and this was just my first time. So I was just really thrown off and confused. What else? Oh, I watched Selling Sunset. I don't know what it is. Like, I love the show, but half of this stuff bores me, and then half of it's really exciting. Like, I feel like I find myself kind of zoning out sometimes. Maybe it's my fault for being on my phone. The Chrishell, like, divorce stuff was obviously so sad. And I really do feel awful for her because regardless, it kind of seems like she was blindsided. But part of me just feels like there must have been more to the story. I just have this theory that maybe they had one of those relationships where they fought really bad all the time and would throw around the D word. And then finally, Justin Hartley was like, I mean what I say this time. Again, he should have consulted her, like they should have talked about it. He was definitely in the wrong in this situation, but I just feel like maybe they didn't have like a picture perfect marriage or something, because I don't know, where there's smoke there's fire. But either way, no one deserves to be blindsided like that and then to have their entire divorce blow up in the media. So I just thought it was really sad. Christine's wedding like is so not my taste, but I feel like it's one of those things that it would be sick to be at. Like, to be at that wedding must have been so fun and so cool. And, like, I think she looked sick. Like, her dresses were, again, everything opposite of what I like. Like, I don't like big and fluffy, and I don't like glitter. But she just pulled it off. Like, it just worked. And I was here for it. Okay, here's my conversation with Marie. We literally are friends, so we just kind of chit-chat. It's kind of a clusterfuck of an interview because it's less of an interview and more of, like, two friends catching up. We talk about the challenge. We talk about her cousin who's on Double Shot at Love. We discuss literally so much. Like, we just talk about this health issue that she's been going through, and this is her first time publicly talking about it, so it's going to be major, and I just want to say I'm happy she's okay. So here is my interview with Marie. Again, I am Alyssa Amoroso from At Publicity. Please follow me there. Give me 5 stars. Rate, review, subscribe, all of the things. I love you guys. Happy fucking Friday. Let's go.
Oh my God, I have so many questions for you. I feel like I just want to start at the top and, like, catch up on air. You moved to Florida. What was, like... I'm going back to that.
I feel like, you know, the one time in my life where I don't have cameras on me, like, I should have had cameras on
me.
Yeah,
I'm like, I feel like you just all of a sudden, you were kind of like talking about it, then all of a sudden you're in Florida. I was like, okay, wait, back up. I couldn't even believe that you just did that.
Either. Yeah. Yeah, I know. I'm a psycho. So basically, a while ago, I had gone for this treatment called M-Sculpt, which, like, basically you lay down and in 20 minutes it gives you, like, abs or, like, 20,000 abs and, like, all this stuff. So I was, like, obsessed with it. I did it right before I went to go film X on the Beach. And then, like, you know, X on the Beach ends and I'm like, well, what am I going to do with my life now? Like, maybe it's time to grow up, you know? So I was like, you know what? I'm going to get a real job and I'm going to say goodbye to TV. So I was like, and you know what? I want to live it in hot weather. So I literally got on a plane to Florida, decided that I was going to find a job, and I find out that one of my good friends that I used to work with worked for the company M-Sculpt.
Oh, that's
so cool. I ended up getting a job with them, and this was like my dream job. You know, like, I was selling to medical practices that were dermatologists or plastic surgeons. So me, like, loving Botox and everything.
Oh, so you were, like, directly working for the brands, not just at, like,
yes,
a spa that carries M-Sculpt.
No. I was selling the machine.
Oh, that makes more sense. And also because whenever I go to, like, med spas here in the city through my Instagram and blog and whatnot, they always offer M-Sculpt treatments. But I get it. You were with the actual brand. Okay, that makes more sense.
Yeah.
Cool.
Which was also great, though, because once they found out I had, like, a stupid little blue check next to my name, everyone, you know, the med spas are all about you coming in. So I was living the life.
Fun.
Yeah. And then COVID hit. And I think it was about 3 weeks into March, because we weren't affected by it, like, immediately. But 3 weeks in, they put us on a conference call and fired, like, 90% of the sales team.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That
sucked. So, it sucked so much.
Especially because you, like, moved out there. You had this new opportunity. Oh, my God. Wait, so, okay.
You know those, yeah.
So, Kayla and then who else? Nani. They live out in Florida, right?
Yeah, so I was basically, because Kayla has been dating this guy, Sam Bird, from the UK.
Okay, so I'm a diehard Love Island fan.
Are
you? Yeah. So, like, Love Island is my one, like, number one show of all my shows. So I'm like, of course, that's, like, who I know. You know what I mean? Like, that's, like, the best reality TV show to me. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
It's so good.
I've seen the American version. I haven't really looked at the British one that much.
It doesn't even, like, it pales.
Compare.
No, the British.
They're so much better than us. Like, why does American version suck so much?
It's like you can't even compare the two. Like, it makes The Bachelor look bad. Like, it's really the best show. It's the best reality show.
Okay, I will have to watch.
I'm obsessed. Wait, that's so funny. Oh, yeah, so Kayla lives out there, and then she was dating Sam.
Then she was dating Sam, and they got very, very serious because he came here right before the whole COVID thing, so he got stuck here.
Yeah.
But to their credit, he's a really great guy, and they get along really, really well. So well, actually, that like me and Nani spent all quarantine just us two together. So
yeah, because they were just like kind of doing their own thing.
Yeah, and like obviously, I guess we shouldn't like be mixing mingling all the time, but you know.
True. And like you said, I feel like Florida still isn't taking it seriously. But like, especially in the beginning, like it was just so different than it was on the East, like this side of the East Coast where I am in New York, where like I literally didn't leave my house. Like it was so insane.
I remember calling my friends and being like, is this like really happening? You know, like what is actually going on over there? And some of them would be nurses and they would tell me about these trailer trucks, like full of dead bodies and stuff. And I'm like, you're not seeing any of that over here.
I know. And now I feel like it's hitting Florida and everyone's like, oh, that thing that you guys went through a few months ago, it's serious, right?
Oh my God. That's so scary.
So that's so fun that you had friends there, because I'm sure that made the move like a little bit easier to have people that you know. It's not like you're just moving to a random city, not knowing anyone.
Yeah, for sure. And I also have like a ton of family there. My cousin's there. And I've been considering moving to Florida for a really long time. It just kind of was, I would say that like having friends there was definitely kind of like the push I needed to make the move.
Totally. So, okay. So you're in Florida. You kind of say goodbye to reality TV at this point. Like,
yes.
X on the Beach. And that was the last show that you were on, right?
X on the Beach messed me up. Yeah, it messed me up. It really did. I've never been on a dating show before, you know? So I did like The Real World, and, you know, that was my first show. And then I've done the challenges, and then there was the Sex on the Beach thing. Mm-hmm. And I was actually, from all of my know-how, I was supposed to be one of the singles. Have you seen X on the Beach and how it works?
I saw some of it because I watched it because you were on.
Oh God. Okay.
But I only saw, like, I started watching in the beginning, and then I feel like it took a while for you to get on. Right. And then by the time you were on, then I was like kind of in out of watching. So I didn't watch it. Like, I don't know how your story ended necessarily, but I saw like some of the beginning.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I feel like that's probably a lot of viewership. So MTV, take note, like put me on from the beginning. Okay. but no, I went in there thinking that I was going to be the single, and then last second, everything got switched around, and it's not cool to be an ex on X on the Beach, because then you're up for elimination, and guess who happens to get eliminated basically from every show she's ever been on? Me. It's like, I can't even make a goddamn dating till the end. Are you kidding me?
It's like no one gets eliminated. You're the only one. They're like, sorry, like, not going to happen.
I was actually in shock when I got eliminated. I was like, wait a second. Is this actually, like, I was convinced that they were going to bring me back into the show. That's why I was like, there's no way you're eliminating me.
No. That's so funny.
Yep. That was great.
That show like fucks up a lot of people. Like, you're not the first person I've heard say this in an interview. So many people are like, I'm genuinely scarred.
Yeah. And well, the other thing is, like, I'm not going to say it's produced, right? Because like, they're not putting words in our mouths and stuff like that. But obviously it's a show. It's a show a lot more than the other shows I've been on. So they'd be like, all right, you know, Devin and Marie, we need you to go and like sit there and, you know, talk about whatever you want to talk about.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if you go in there and you have genuine feelings for somebody, like, do not do that. Don't go on reality TV. Like, I went in there with Devin and we had a really great relationship. We were friends, you know, I kind of liked him and, like, you know, I could never kind of have you type of way, you know, where it's like forbidden fruit. So, like, we kept our friendship, and then we get in the situation, and now I haven't spoken to the kid since.
That sucks. Yeah.
Hate each other. Yeah. But, I mean, what are you going to do? So.
I feel like he's someone who I thought I would see, like, more of on The Challenge or something, and, like, he really hasn't been on in a while.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people haven't, but I'm like still so bitter about the whole situation. So I hope that he never gets on, but
no. You're like, I never want to see you on my TV again.
Yeah, unless I'm there to mock you, motherfucker.
Well, I feel like that's kind of what the challenge in general now, because they are bringing on all these people from like international. So it's kind of making mm-hmm. it probably harder for the US people to like get those spots.
Well, it's not even just international. Now we're talking about like Survivor, like all the, I was cast on The Real World. How the hell am I supposed to last and survive longer than somebody that was literally on Survivor? Like, yeah. I wasn't made for this. Like, I was made to drink and party and, like, be a little competitive, get into some spiffs. You know, these people, like, literally take this stuff very, very serious. And yeah, depending on what type of person you are, like, that's, listen, when I was growing up, I was a huge fan of The Challenge. It's kind of what, like, brought me into all of this. But when I was growing up, The Challenge was way different. It was, like, they sat on, like, ice cubes and were pushed mm-hmm. down, like, a little alleyway. Like, I could sit on an ice cube. Like, I could do that all day, every day. You know, what I can't do is run up the Rock of Gibraltar in 10 minutes. Like, that's, like, I wasn't built for that.
Like, so bad. Like, I can't, because I'm not mentally strong. And that's what, like, sometimes I feel like the mental is what makes people that aren't even that physical better at the show, because they're just like, I'm not going to give up. Like, I feel like,
oh, yeah.
Not hard. I feel like, fuck this shit. I'm out.
Yeah. And then, like, they put you, like, 30 feet over water that has sharks in it. And you're just like, why am I here? Like, what did I do? And it's so funny, because when you watch the show, like, every time, even till this day, I'm like, that looks so easy. Like, I could totally do that. And then you get there and you're like, hell no. Like, this is ridiculous. You don't pay me enough to do this.
Like, you're literally risking your life, like, actually.
Yeah, like, actually, you are literally risking your life.
It's so crazy. And I know, like, their whole filming has been really delayed because of COVID. Big Brother mm-hmm. finally is, like, back in their filming currently. And it's so funny because I'm sure you know off the inside, but this is just me. Like, so I've had Josh on the podcast. I watched Big Brother, and, like, he was rumored to be on Big Brother, and Casey. And then apparently, like, there was a COVID thing that happened, so they didn't end up going on. It's, like, so insane.
How does that happen? I have to understand that. You want to talk about, like, dropping the bag. What is that saying? You know what I'm talking about? Like, what is it called?
To drop the ball.
Drop the ball, or, yeah, sure. Like, how do you get a call for All Stars and then decide to, like, not completely, like, lock yourself in a closet? You know?
So there was something on TMZ, because you know I love pop culture, where I read that, I think it was TMZ, that apparently Josh got 5 tests, and, like, 4 of them were negative and 1 of them was positive. And they all kept coming back negative, but the show just didn't want to take the risk. I don't know if there's truth to that, but, like, that sucks.
That sucks so much.
So it also makes you question testing. It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Also, Big Brother, you flew them out on a plane to get tested and they had a corona. Like, what kind of, like, don't we have at-home testing? Like, I'm pretty sure, like, these things are available to us.
It's so crazy. But I was just like, oh my God. And Bailey's currently on.
I'm a Big Brother fan now.
Oh, you know.
Okay. I've been watching. Oh yeah.
I'm obsessed.
I am obsessed with Janelle. I'm sure you are too.
Love Janelle. She's such a mood.
She's such a mood. Like, the fact that she's in a star costume with Louboutins on, like, get the hell out of here. Like, so, I love it.
I think Big Brother is the one show I would do because it's, like, not that physical. And I'm a people person, so I feel like I would be good at just, like, making friends in the house.
I know. I feel like I was on the wrong show.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the hell? Although
competitive.
It's really crazy. It's really taken a turn towards whatever. But it's really taken a turn. But that being said, I actually, like, this is the first time I'm going to be speaking about it. And I've been kind of weird about talking about it, but, like, it makes me think a lot when I'm talking about the challenge, because basically when COVID started happening, towards the end of it, I started feeling really sick. I was paranoid. I had anxiety. I had insomnia. I couldn't sleep, any of that. And I thought it was because for some reason, like, so I'm prescribed Adderall. Mm-hmm. I thought all of a sudden that, like, maybe it was the Adderall messing with me. So I stopped taking the Adderall. Okay. So now I have to go home and I still feel like, I feel like shit. Like I couldn't move and all of this stuff. So I'm like, you know what?
It was like COVID anxiety from just like the state of the world.
Honestly, I was so messed up in the head that I don't know what I was thinking. Like I can speak to it now because I feel like my mind is clear, but
yeah.
Like then I was really, I didn't know what was going on. It was a very foggy situation. So I come home and everyone notices like I'm moody, I'm depressed, all of this stuff. And I start thinking because I stopped taking Adderall, you know, am I going through withdrawals? Like what's going on with my head, right? So I finally put my ego aside and I decided that I was going to go seek help and go seek like mental health. So I go, I show up to this mental health center.
Are you still in Florida at this point or you're in?
I'm in Florida.
Okay.
Actually, I went back to Florida because of it. Because I have my health insurance there. So I show up. The first thing I do is take your blood. Because prior to my situation, I didn't realize how much your health can actually affect your mind. You know, I didn't understand that there's such a big weight on that. So they take my blood, and within 6 hours of me being at this facility, they send me to the hospital. I spend 12 days there. I find out that for basically my entire adulthood, I've been living with a hyperactive parathyroid. So your thyroids are like, you have four of them in your neck. And your thyroids control everything from your mind to your blood, your bones, your kidneys. And over my adult career, for lack of a better word, or lifetime, I had kidney stones. I had like all these different symptoms that would equate to this, but no one would actually find out if I didn't go and get tested for it.
So crazy.
So I ended up getting emergency surgery. Like they took this thing out of my neck and I feel a million times better now. Like my kidneys are almost failing, but it just goes to show that like if anyone listening has health insurance, that is the one thing I think that we truly take for granted. Like, do yourself the favor, go out there and get everything tested like when you can, because it's when I was on the shows that I didn't have health insurance because they don't provide that to us, that I wasn't getting myself checked. And for so long I was going and feeling ill when it was something that was literally inside of me. And it makes me mad because like I in my heart, like I really want to go back to the show, the challenge anyway, because I wasn't given the appropriate chance to do what I could do. You know, everyone kept saying,
especially if it was affecting your mind and the way you were acting. Like, I don't know if that was just something that was happening in the recent like weeks before you got the surgery, or if it was something that was happening over a long period of time, but like you weren't your best. It sounds like.
No, definitely not in the mind, but it also makes your bones really brittle. Extremely weak. And I kept going on these shows and I kept looking around at these girls that were like much smaller than me and being like, this isn't me. I'm an athlete. I'm a born athlete. Like, I don't get why I can't hang. And it just all makes so much sense. And, you know, it's like, I wonder what could have been different had I taken care of myself the way I should have while I was going through that process.
That's so wild. And it's funny you say that about health insurance, because I'm a freelancer while I work for myself. And I get paid a lot, like on a freelance basis. And I know so many influencers and people like in the industry that same thing for, because of health insurance, they either don't go to the doctor, they avoid it at all costs, they don't have proper health care. And kind of like you're saying, they don't really take those like necessary steps to get something checked out.
Yeah. Just, you know, a little bit of blood work, people, and then it will go a really far way. So I've been dealing with that.
So
I just had to like come home.
Like, since you got the blood work, you got the surgery, like what were those few days, weeks like for you?
Oh my God. Well, first off, it's COVID, so no one can come and visit you. You know, like, so I didn't have that. Like, all I had was my cell phone. I mean, they took really great care of me. I was in West Palm, but it's scary. And you know what really scary? I said this to myself the other day. So I have a scar on my neck from where they did the incision. And the scar is fading. And I said this to someone where it's like, it's actually really scary that the scar goes away, that we forget. You know, because every single day we forget all of these little things and how lucky we are to live and like just be normal. Like, I was literally locked in a hospital bed with IVs like all over my body. And people live like that every day.
It's so scary.
It's so scary. And I'm so happy I'm good too. I was like a crazy person.
I can't. So like what? Okay. When you say you were crazy, like your head just like was not straight. You just were not the same.
I was, it's one of the symptoms, but so my calcium level was at 18 when I went into the hospital. Calcium levels are supposed to be anywhere from like 7 to 10 regularly. 10 is even high. They literally told me that when I got into the hospital that I should have been in a coma because the level was so high that you're not able to think, like literally, like you shouldn't be able to speak. So that's what when I say like I was confused, like you weren't able to speak to me and like get a straight answer from me.
Wow.
So yeah. And the thing is that this, you know, this illness, I guess I should call it this illness, also makes you not focused. So this whole time, my entire life, here I am thinking that I have ADD, but I actually have an issue in my body, which it's just so crazy how everything like comes back into play and you're like, holy shit.
All right. So we got to see you back on the challenge because you're a new girl.
This is what I'm saying. Imagine what I could do now. I'm just kidding, actually. Like, I feel like I'm so much the same.
You're like, no, I'm still not going to.
Like, same old bitch.
No, but that's crazy. Like, I can't even believe that you literally thought you were like, you thought you were having a reaction from Adderall. Meanwhile, there's like a serious medical emergency going on in your body.
Yeah. And a year ago to this day, I was out there filming the X on the Beach reunion and I broke my ankle in the city walking around in sneakers. I had to say no to the challenges after that.
Wow. It's all like clicking.
It's all clicking. And I'm like, God damn it.
Oh my God. I can't even believe that. Like, I can't even believe that you were going through that and you had no idea.
Do you ever hear like the boy who cried wolf, but like when they find out, or have you ever wished that you're sick? Like, that sounds really weird, but like when like you find out something actually is wrong with you and you're like, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
That literally was me last week. So I'm like a hypochondriac with like not in every day, just like when I feel like something's really wrong, I'll be like, oh my God, like I'm so sick, I'm dying. And my family's like, you need to chill. So for the last like a month, I was feeling like weird bladder pain. Like I was like, but I couldn't tell if I was thinking it or if I actually was having bladder problems. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So you're going around telling everyone you have bladder problems.
Yeah, so I'm like, I think like something's wrong. And everyone's like, you're so dramatic. Like whatever. No one's listening to me. So then finally I'm on the beach with my family and I'm like, I have to pee. I need to go home. I go home and I go to pee. Nothing comes out. I was like, okay, this is fucking weird. I mean, like a little, but like not like you would think, like bladder. I start crying. I'm like, something's wrong. And my family, everyone, my sister's rolling her eyes at me. Everyone's like, whatever, just go to the doctor on Monday. I'm sure it's nothing. I go to the doctor. I have a UTI, which I've never had a UTI in my entire life. So I didn't know what that felt like. So for me,
yeah.
I literally think I had this UTI for like a month. Which like is not healthy because they could cause kidney infections and bladder infections.
Yeah.
Here I am, like because I'm always crying wolf, no one was believing me.
Yeah.
And then finally I went,
yes.
And the doctor was like, no, you have a UTI. I was like, I feel heard.
Exactly. So you get it. Because for me, when I found I wasn't crazy, I was like, yes.
You're like, I told you.
My dad literally said to me, he was like, oh, thank God, we thought we didn't raise you right. What? What? Because I was moody. I was like, are you kidding me? Thanks for telling me now, guys.
No, I literally feel that so deeply because that is me with my family.
Yeah. It would be so me. Yeah, it would be so mean to like go and tell everyone that like I have like a drug problem or something and like not have any kind of drug problem.
Like, you're like, actually, I'm fine, but there is much worse. Sweet, that's so crazy. So you're back home now with your parents and stuff?
Yeah, so I'm back home in New York trying to figure out my next move. I just feel like no matter where I move, I always end up back in New York or New Jersey. It's like the universe has been constantly telling me my entire life, like, just give in. Like, don't, like, this is where you're supposed to be. And I can't.
Wait, so are you like actually moved back in or you're just visiting?
No, I'm technically moved back in, but I also am looking at a job now in New Jersey with a big dermatology group. So I'm hopefully getting that. And then moving back out because I just love being around like Botox and all that stuff. I had like an interview with him yesterday and I was just like, I'm the girl that doesn't leave her apartment until she gets Botox. Yeah. Like, that is me. So we'll see what happens.
Well, then don't fight it. Like if you're a New Jersey, New York girl, you just got to embrace it. I've fully embraced my East Coast at this point.
I know, but I do love Florida. I really do.
I just feel like now is, like, I was saying this to my friend because we're all kind of in this spot where we're like, okay, we're working from home. We technically could live anywhere right now. But I was saying to my friend who was, like, thinking about getting a new apartment in New York or just moving all together, I was like, now is not the time to move to a completely new city when you can't meet people. And, like, you can't go out and you're going to be working from home, like, in her situation. And I'm like, you know, you're going to be just sitting outside by yourself.
That's actually exactly what happened to me when quarantine started.
Yeah.
Because I moved out there. I moved out there obviously with like Kayla and Nani there, but I wasn't like, I didn't want to depend on them for a friendship.
Totally. Yeah, you can't.
So I couldn't like, it's not like even like I could hang out with the people I worked with because that just wasn't the case.
Yeah. And you can't, it's like hard to date right now. Like, are you seeing anyone?
No, I'm not seeing anybody. I'm seeing you right now. Like, this is, like, the most action I've gotten in, like,
No, same. Every guy, like, I'll go on a dating app and I'll talk to someone and they'll be like, hey, so I'm actually at my parents'. I'm going to be here for another 4 weeks. Like, do you want to get together when I get home? Of course I don't hear from them in 4 weeks because we never actually met the person to begin with. They don't remember me. Like, it's the weirdest time to date.
I know. I'm going on a date tomorrow. He doesn't technically know who I am.
I love that. You have to just fake it till you make it. Like sometimes
I know.
So, okay. This is an interesting conversation. If you're talking to a guy on a dating app and they're like, so what do you do for work? How do you answer it?
All right. Well, new Marie, because I've had this job I explained to them like that situation. But the good thing is about this job is the job made me make an Instagram account, right? So I have that Instagram because it's not about the job isn't what the hiccup is for me to like talk about. It's the Instagram because they always want to see, do you have an Instagram? And if you don't have an Instagram as what?
That's my issue.
Yes, because
they ask me, yes. Like, instead of getting your phone number now, guys are like, what's your Instagram?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, I hate it.
And what do you do? Do you give them it?
I feel like there's something I'm doing that I have to stop doing because I'm trying to be like, what's the word I'm looking for? I'm trying to like make it not a big deal that I have some followers on Instagram. But by doing that, I think I'm sounding insecure about my job almost because I'll be like, oh yeah, like here's my Instagram, but like don't judge it. Like I'll say something and then it almost makes it.
Yes.
I'm like not proud of what I do.
Yes. That's literally the first thing that comes out of my mouth is like, don't judge me. I'm not your typical influencer.
Yes. And it's like, we're almost discrediting like the work that we put into like getting paid partnerships and like building a following and having an audience. So I'm like, because also the kind of guy I want to be with is going to just like love my job and not really give a shit. So I'm like,
yeah.
I need to find a balance between, I don't know. It's so awkward. It really is.
Well, see, this is the interesting part about me because what you have created is something special. Like people like follow you, not because you're on TV, but they follow you because of what they genuinely like about what you're putting out there. You know, like me, they see me on the TV and they follow me. When it comes to collaborations and stuff, I'm not that girl. I think I've gotten like a free lull bed, you know, like I don't like my Instagram is not like a monetary like thing for me, which I wish it was. I wish I could figure out how to make it be.
I got to manage you.
Can you please? Can you
happen?
Listen, just get me some clothes and some makeup because I spent all of my money on that, and you could have all of the money. Like,
I know. I feel like we could like literally get you so many paid deals. People that are on reality TV make so much more money than like me. It's wild.
So like I've never like looked into it, and I'll see like my like one of my best friends, Cam. Like she's always getting, and like I love skincare, or even you. Like, yeah. Everyone's always getting, like, all these, like, you're like, let me have an unboxing. And I'm sitting here, like scratching myself. Like, I really wish that I can get any of that stuff.
It's so funny.
Like, any of it. But that's the problem, though, because now when it comes to me and my Instagram, it isn't my job, per se. Like, when I use my Instagram for my job, it's because I have this A following, I have a check mark,
yeah.
But I'm not actually promoting things. The only thing that I leverage in my job is that I can be able to promote them to my following.
Yeah. So it's kind of like, how do you even explain that? That's so true. Because for me, at least, I could be like, this is my job.
Yeah.
I think there's just like,
a bunch of people follow me because I'm kind of quirky. Like, what?
You probably have this too, because you and I are like business women first and foremost, where like I almost get this weird insecurity that guys are going to think I'm not smart because I have a big Instagram following and just think I'm like, da 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 da. And I'm like, so much work goes into this. And this is my business. And for you, like, you've always had real jobs and like been an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
Woman.
Yeah. Well, but see, I see that in your profile. I see that you can look at your Instagram and your Instagram looks legit. It's like, this girl, like, she knows what she's doing. My Instagram, it's like, I'm taking pictures on my iPhone, like face tuning a little bit and putting it up. So
yeah. And yours is worse because they're so invested in your personal life. Whereas
And people are going to be like to you, like, clearly they follow you because they like all of the stuff that you're putting out there. They like the things that you're doing. For me, it's like, why are they following you? So that question comes up. And now you know what happens when that question comes up? I tell them the answer and then they Google me. Yeah. And if you've ever Googled, the Google is where I really fall off.
Yeah.
There's like pictures of me from like 2012 jumping over people, like trying to fight people.
But you know what? It's like the kind of person that you're going to be with is going to embrace that side of you and think it's like so funny. Do you know, like, you know what I mean though? Like, they're gonna be like, oh my God, Marie, here she goes again. Like, they're gonna think it's endearing. I swear.
I do not jump over people anymore.
No, but I'm saying they're gonna love that history. Like, they're gonna think it's so funny and be like, oh my God, like that. They're just gonna enjoy that part of your personality that, like, you are funny and you do put yourself out there. And I think, I don't know. That's honestly how I feel. Well, like,
at what point though? Like, so now, like, I start talking to this kid. He doesn't know about my typical Instagram. He's following me on my old work Instagram that I have been posting on. It has like two of my headshots. Like, that's it. Now, I like him. How many dates in am I going to be like, oh, like, here's my Instagram? Or what if, God forbid, somebody recognizes me?
Or what if, like, don't you feel like it's just going to come up on the first date when you're just talking about life?
Yeah, it is, because I word vomit.
Yeah, day. I'm the same way. I can't keep a secret.
Is that why we're single?
Because like, I honestly feel like I'm like, this is who I am. And if you don't like it, then you're not my person.
I always say that too, but then a lot of people are not my people.
Yeah. No, I mean, same. I think it takes like a secure guy to be with a girl that lives this kind of life.
100%. But where are we going to find them?
Not in quarantine. I haven't found one. Oh my God. You hear all these, have you been on TikTok? Cause there's like all these like stories on TikTok of people like meeting in quarantine and falling in love and like traveling the world together. And I'm like, this is completely different than what my quarantine looks like.
What have I been missing out?
Yeah, I'm like,
how are they falling in love during quarantine? Is anybody giving them bullshit in their comments? Because I know, I can't even take a picture without a mask on without people being like, oh.
Oh, yeah, it's tough. It's been really hard to, like, navigate having a platform during all of these times with, like, quarantine and Black Lives Matter. And it's like you want to say the right thing, but then if you, God forbid, don't say the right thing, then you have people coming at you and saying, like, oh, you're this, you're that. And you're like, oh, but I didn't mean it like that. Like, it's been really hard to navigate, I feel, especially probably for you because –
especially with, like, the Black Lives Matter movement, I didn't want to post because I felt like it just wasn't an appropriate time to do that for a very long time. And then when I did post, I was like, is this inappropriate? Like, what is too much? What is too little? There's social media is a very tricky
I had, platform. Like, so much anxiety that week because I was like, I want to feel like I'm saying the right things and doing my part, but then what if I'm saying something that's not right? It's like I was getting so anxious about, like, every word that I spoke or every single thing that I said. I was just feeling so anxious. And it's really scary because especially people like you guys from The Challenge or Big Brother, like, your fans are so cutthroat that – and there's so many, like, Facebook groups that are, like Reddit and Facebook groups and these people that, like, pick apart every single thing.
Everything. I don't care how, you know, mentally strong you are to put yourself out there like how we have to and have to deal with the trolls. It's unfortunate that there's not like something that can be brought to like a bigger light because it doesn't matter who you are. We all have insecurities. And if somebody's like touching on that every single day, eventually you're going to like feel a certain type of way about it. It's just human nature.
It's so true. So who are you like current day closest with on the cast or casts that you've been on all the shows?
I talk to Nani every day. I talk to Shane every day. I talk to Ashley often. I talk to Cam pretty often. I actually saw Cam not too long ago. I talk to Kayla still, but she's out there in the UK, so she's on different time zone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I saw that you. I feel like it was you, Cam, and Polly were down the shore. Were you? That you? Wait, that's so fun. So I've had Polly on the podcast. You know what's so funny? So I used to, not anymore, I don't talk to him because, like, just we grew apart. But I used to be good friends with Polly's cousin. So I've met Polly's brother, and I've just met them all through just, like, the grapevine. And now Cody's back on Big Brother. It's just, like, such a small world.
Yeah. What do you think about that?
I think Cody's so hot.
You do?
Oh, my God. So hot.
Maybe it's just because he reminds me so much of Polly. I can't get over it, but...
No, I'm like... Because he's only the only hot guy on the show. Like, I feel like they're all kind of older. Do you know what I'm saying?
Although I think Kaiser is kind of hot.
Yeah, he is kind of hot. But you know what? Like, they're all married. They're all in relationships. Like, I don't mean to say that in any way. I know he has a girlfriend. But I just think he's cute. I'm like, damn. But I think that I also saw him. What? Sorry, you're cutting out. Oh, shit. You're cutting out a little.
What?
Oh, you were cutting out a little.
Yeah, I couldn't hear you, what you were saying.
Oh, shit, I was playing with my cords. I wonder if that was it. No, I was just saying that I, like, get so fidgety. I know they're all in relationships and stuff, so I don't even mean it like that. But it's fun to watch shows and, like, have showmances happen and watch people, like, get into relationships. But this season of Big Brother, it's, like, not going to happen with anyone.
Yeah. We love a good train wreck, people.
Love a good train wreck. Is there anything else? Like, have you been watching any others? Oh, wait, your cousin. I wanted to ask you about your cousin.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Is he really Pool Party Poppy, Double Shot at Love. Is he really your first cousin?
Yes. He is my father's sister's son.
So then you're related to...
His mother is my... his mother's my grandmother. It's not like the situation that he.
That's what I was going to ask. I was going to say, so does this mean you're also related to the situation?
This would make me also related to the situation in whatever kind of form way that.
I'm dying. Oh my god!
I know.
I love watching that show. I think it's fun.
It is fun. I'm hoping that they get like more seasons. So
I know. So I used
it's
to
on tonight.
I used to intern for Pauly D.
Did you?
Yes.
Pauly, he had interns?
No. So his publicist. So when I worked in the whole celebrity PR world, I interned for his publicist, and so I've met Pauly a bunch of times. Seen him Mexico and like do like DJ all different places. It was so fun. He's a really nice guy.
I've met him a couple of times. So
it's so it's so funny. I was like, I would have never known that was your cousin, but you put something up on Instagram and I was like, what are the chances that two people from the same family are both on MTV? Like that's wild.
Right? I mean, listen, like once I got on TV, like, he's always been, like, the fan favorite of, not the fan favorite.
The family favorite.
The fan favorite of my family. Like, everyone loves Antonio. Like, the family favorite, yeah. And it's funny, like, when his show came out, like, everyone, like, threw a party. And I'm like, where the hell is this for me when I, like, went on the show? So, yeah. But he's having a good time. I mean, I think the show's doing pretty well.
I feel like it's like what we wanted Jersey Shore Family Vacation to be, that it just wasn't. Like, they just needed, like, younger kids.
They're all old now.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, so, I think it's cute.
All from the East Coast. They do. It is 495 Production Company.
Yes.
And 495 is the ones that do Jersey Shore and Floribama. And from what we've seen thus far, it's safe to assume that, like, FTV likes to put a lot of money into them.
Mm-hmm.
So my fingers are crossed for him because I always ew.
We're both like hot messes right now.
Just ew. Because I always said that, like, Jersey Shore was like the show that I missed out on.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Are you kidding me? Like, that's the show that, like, I didn't get on. Like, that makes me so upset. Like, that sucks.
You would thrive.
When I tried out for my Real World, it was right when the Jersey Shore started. And I remember saying in my interview, being like, I'm from Staten Island, Jersey Shore is hot right now, like, you need me.
Yeah.
I remember saying that. And it's like, where was I? How did I miss that casting call?
That's like, that so funny. Oh, my God. I know, but they were like, were you Guido back in the day?
Guido enough. Like,
yeah, same. Like, I definitely wore BB Sport.
Like, I definitely had a skirt on, like, the boots that go up to, like, your thighs, and, like, those holy shirts. Yeah. Do you remember the holy shirts?
Yes, of course.
The one that, like, stops.
And the clip, the white, like, plastic chip clip.
Oh, yeah, I still have those. I'm bringing them back.
So funny. I know, I feel like everyone that, like, lived in the tri-state area during that. It was actually, like, before that era. Like, my whole high school, like, everyone looked like Pauly D. It was wild.
Everybody. It was crazy.
I love it.
And the world was, like, so surprised to take it back. I'm like, no, this is New York, New Jersey.
I was like, and we also all had names, like, you know how they had, like, J-Wow and, like, whatever? Like, I was Ammo. Like, we all.
You were Ammo? I love that. I was, like, I was Emrod.
See? We all had them.
Ammo. I love that. I'm going to start calling you that.
Isn't that funny? It's to this day, when I see people from high school, they'll be like, Ammo. And I'm like, no one in my adult life still calls me that.
Please stop.
Now I just get publicity everywhere I go.
Publicity. I mean, listen, as long as I know your name.
Yeah, exactly. All right. This is so fun. I literally could talk to you all day because why not?
I know. Well, when are you going to Jersey Shore next? Let's hang out. Let's do something.
Let's hang out. I go on the weekends. I'll be there. I'm like still kind of being like not that Corona. Active because I see my parents.
Yeah. No, I hear you.
You know, so.
I have another week of quarantine before I can really
be out there. Oh, that's good that you're taking it seriously.
Yeah, I guess.
I'm going to wrap up the podcast and then we'll chat.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much for coming on, and thank you for being so honest about everything. And I hope that we get to see you back on TV soon. Maybe one day soon.
Me too.
All right.
My
awesome.
Mother will hate me if she hears this. Okay.
Wait. I'm gonna pause it, and then we can keep talking. Also, I heard yesterday